AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's a sure sign of spring. Shorts is open for the season. Tomorrow's special will be their chili cheese fries, and join Shorts on Friday for their crispy shrimp dinner. Shorts is open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Shorts Root Beer stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they are now accepting debit and credit cards. Hillsdale ball to start the second half here at Bronson. The Hornets and the Quincy Orioles are tied at 25 all. Quincy starting out in a 2-3 zone defensively. Hillsdale moving from right to left. A score plus one for Patrick Drews on his take to the bucket.
Patrick Drews picks up in the third quarter where he left off in the first half, having a nice solid game.
First foul here in the second half, assessed to Nick Haberl, his second team first of the second half. And Drews is able to complete the three-point play. Hillsdale leads by three, 28 to 25. They get a steal and a score by Brandon Beischer. Timeout Quincy, 7:43 left in the third. Hillsdale scoring the first 5 points of the quarter. They lead 30 to 25. Back in a minute, you're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Well, so much for your plan to hit Battle Creek's Marvac Camper and RV Show. That was last weekend, so lose the string on your finger. But guess what? It's still going on. Just a little south of Battle Creek at Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater. Everything you missed at Marvac is on display and on sale now at Haylett's 11-acre RV and Camping Superstore.
Due to last week's inclement weather, the special Marvac financing and discounts you missed...
That's held over for one more week at Haylett's, too. Browse at your pace. Take all the time you need. Over 350 units on display. It's wall-to-wall tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and more.
Haylett has a big, new parts and accessories warehouse
where you'll find exactly what you need. 15 manufacturers displayed at Marvac. Haylett has product from 18 on the lot, plus deep discounts, plus special financing to put the deal together for you.
So hightail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, US 12 east of I-69, exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan,
where your family camping adventures begin. Again.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Well, coming out of the timeout, Hillsdale was pressing Quincy. They get a steal and a score by Brandon Beischer. That is now 7 points the first 30 seconds of a third quarter for the Hillsdale Hornets. They lead Quincy 32 to 25. Finally, the Quincy Orioles with a chance to run their offense here in the third quarter. Quincy being... Oh, I was going to say Hillsdale being much more aggressive. A take to the bucket there. That was Tesh, right?
Nick Haberl.
Patrick Drews.
That's Tesh drawing the foul.
Patrick Drews was fouled by the aforementioned Mr. Tesh, who picks up his first foul, team second. So to the free throw line for Patrick Drews. The clock has stopped with 7:02 left to play in the third quarter.
Patrick Drews with 11 points on the night for Hillsdale.
Hillsdale currently leading by 5 and now 6 as Drews sinks the first free throw. Chase Cook will come in for the Orioles as Logan Miller comes to the bench.
Knowing Coach Felix, he probably got after his kids a little bit. Didn't like the pace of the game the way it was going, so let's step it up a little bit.
Second of two is good for Drews. Hillsdale leads by 7, 34-27. Chase Cook across the timeline for Quincy. There's Ryder on the left wing. Up top it's coming to King. Triple team's on him. He needs help. He's got to get the ball away to someone. Finds Ryder. Finger roller. Off the hoop, no good. Whistle and a foul on the rebound.
Ryder tried nonchalanting that in there where he should have went to the backboard. Michael Tesh picks up two quick fouls here early in the third quarter for Quincy.
Three fouls up on the board for the Orioles, none yet for Hillsdale. A bobble behind the timeline by Wilcox. Now the pass inside, shot wide left for Drews. Got the rebound, blocked underneath.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs. while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We rejoin action on the Quincy end of the floor. Jump ball. The Orioles are going to get it back. A bucket by Trey Conrad during the break, giving Hillsdale a 9-point lead, 36-27. What is Hillsdale doing differently here in the third quarter?
Well, they came out with the press right away, got him a quick five.
Logan Miller puts his shoulder down, takes a tumble, trying to get the ball away. Ball still on the ground. Ball's picked up by Hillsdale's Joseph Phillip. He'll find Ben Baxter. The ball went through Beischer's hands almost. He picks it back up.
One coach calling for a foul, the other one calling for traveling.
You can probably guess which is which. Following the action here, the ball went inside. Deflected by Ryder, taken away by Chase Cook, who checked in. Now Ryder 30 feet away. Gabriel get it to Miller. Left wing three is short. Trying to go one and done. 7-10 split converted on the left wing. A couple of Hornets. And Logan Miller.
Better be careful.
Almost getting teed up as he getting very much tangled up with Patrick Drews.
Very good call by the official.
Didn't get the technical, just his third personal foul. Team fourth. Although I've got him with three. The board has him for two.
I've got him with three.
There they just put up three for number 23 for the Quincy Orioles. He's still out there for the time being. A shot from the right elbow and a score for Brandon Beischer.
Beischer off the dribble with a nice 12-foot jumper.
38-27. The Orioles trail by 11. Whistle and a foul on the left wing on Ryder's attempt to take. Lots of fingers being pointed. Did they give it to Wilcox for Hillsdale?
Nope.
They did. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. Yep.
His first, team second. 38-27 Hillsdale. King's inbound pass taken away by Wilcox. Wilcox splits the double team. Blocked from behind by Chase Cook. They almost got fisticuffs, but they thought better of it. And one number 10 pats the other number 10 on the head.
They got tangled up and... both are good ball players. And
good sportsmanship prevails in the end, although Chase Cook picks up his first foul. Team fifth already for Quincy, just two up for Hillsdale. Wilcox to the free throw line, draws iron on the first one, and a 30-second timeout is going to be called by Coach Scott Rotisiler. The wheels are falling off the wagon for the Quincy Orioles right now. They have been outscored so far in this third frame, 13-2.
We've seen it happen before a couple of years ago, and it's unfortunate for the Orioles because they played a very nice first half, but hopefully they can get back in sync here and get themselves back in this ball game a little bit.
38 for the Hillsdale Hornets, 27 for the Quincy Orioles, with 4:50 left in the third quarter. The MHSAA Student Advisory Council helps serve school sports as a voice of the student athlete. Applications for students from the class of 2016 to serve for 2 years on the Student Advisory Council may be submitted beginning this month. For more information about the MHSAA Student Advisory Council, visit the student leadership page of the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Coming out of the Quincy timeout, back to the free throw line. Another miss by Wilcox. Attempted rebound by Drews. He stepped out of bounds. Quincy will get it, and Hillsdale sets up in the press.
It's a straight man-to-man press, but if they get close together, they will trap.
Cook inbounds to King, being followed by Wilcox. Now Ryder across the timeline. Here comes a double team in the front court. Now King to reset things. Three guards out there on the floor right now for Quincy. That would be Ryder, Cook, and King. King to Haberl. Right corner three.
Nick Haberl draining a three, getting the Orioles a little closer.
38-30. Orioles trail by eight. Quincy's pressing. Now across the timeline. Ball deflected. Comes to Beischer. He launches a long two of his own from the right wing.
Yeah, awfully good ball player.
8 points for Beischer here in the third quarter. 14 total on what just happened.
Jake Ryder answers with a quick lay-in for Quincy.
Well, after that exchange of buckets, 40-32, Hillsdale, 3:57 and counting left to play in the quarter. Bounce pass, Baxter's block underneath. He gets his own rebound and the putback.
Yeah, good hustle by Ben Baxter there on that play.
Try saying that name three times fast.
Yeah, no kidding.
Almost like me and Jimmy O'King. He has the ball. DeHaberl up top. Now Ryder with it on the left wing. 42-32, Hornets by 10. Ryder, left-handed shot from the right elbow. In and out. Baxter with a rebound ahead to Beischer. Beischer puts his shoulder down, blows by Haberl, misses. Rebound King.
Good defense by the Orioles that time on Beischer's drive to the hoop.
Here comes Chase Cook. Hillsdale man-to-man defensively. Turnaround shot. Oh. In and out for Michael Tesh. It was a good-looking shot going out of his hands.
Yep. Looked like it was going to go down, but just rolls out.
Hillsdale with a 10-point lead, counting down to 3 minutes left to play in the quarter. Beischer with the ball up top, moving off a screen, bounce pass to the right corner, three-pointer, off the rim, no good for Conrad, whistle on a foul underneath.
It's going to go against Hillsdale, I believe. Patrick Drew is going to be called for the foul, his second, team third.
Haberl to the bench. Jordan Seekander will come in for him for the Quincy Orioles. We see Ryder coming to the bench as well. Michael Fair had also checked in. Fair checked in for Tesh. Stand corrected. 2:50 left to play in the third quarter. 42-32 Hillsdale. This Class C Boys Basketball District semifinal game. Chase Cook is between the circles for the Orioles. Fair double teamed on the right wing. Backs out of that trouble. Now get it to Tesh. He's fouled.
They're going to Drews again, I believe.
Is that who they gave it to?
Yep, sure did.
Second quick one for Drews, his third overall, and the team fourth for Hillsdale. The fouls are starting to rack up.
Patrick Drews probably going to take a seat on the bench. Yep.
In for him will be Tyler Lash. Quincy ball in front of the super fans underneath us here at the Bronson High School gym balcony. The inbound comes from Fair to King. King gives the ball to Cook. Cook being pestered by Wilcox around the perimeter, moving to the left side. Cross court. Give it goes! Good for Tesh.
Beautiful play. Assist to Chase Cook with a nice pass.
42-34. Hornets lead by eight. Hillsdale, Beischer, left wing three, off the back of the hoop, no good, rebounded by King, trying to run the fast break, scoop shot doesn't go in.
Beischer with a rebound.
A little bit wild, Michael Tesh slowing, getting up underneath the bucket, Beischer is fouled underneath the Hillsdale hoop. He'll go up for two, with a minute 55 left in the third quarter.
This one's going to go against Chase Cook for Quincy.
Be his second foul, team sixth.
Beischer to the line for two shots.
Currently with 14 points, eight of those coming in this third quarter. Now nine third quarter points as Beischer sinks the first one.
I think Beischer's got the talent to play at the next level, but he's going to have to put some meat on those bones.
Jake Ryder came back in. So did Logan Miller for Quincy. Beischer sinks both free throws. Hillsdale's biggest lead of the night is 12. It's back up to 10 right now, 44-34. I think they had a 12-point lead at 1.2. If not, it wouldn't surprise me if we see that happen at some point. Spin move, Logan Miller from the left blocks and a score.
Nice move, taking it to the hole by Logan Miller.
8-point lead for the Hornets, 44-36, a minute 30 left in the third quarter from here at Bronson. Head fake by Wilcox between the circles. Get it to a wide open Lash for three, rolls off the hoop, rebound put back. Yes, for Ben Baxter.
Ben Baxter, right place, right time.
Ben Baxter, the garbage collector, giving Hillsdale a 10-point lead once again, 46-36. Ryder puts his shoulder into Wilcox. Wilcox is going to be assessed the foul on Ryder's take. It's going to be his second. Team fouls are now even at six apiece. Fair comes out for Quincy. Nick Haberl comes in for him. We see Ryder, Miller, Seekander, King, and Haberl, the five on the floor for Quincy right now. Some confusion as to who's going to inbound the ball and where. It'll be Haberl in front of the Quincy bench. Haberl looking and will get it to Seekander immediately two time. Now Haberl trying to attack the weak side, forces Baxter to commit the foul.
Good move to the hoop by Haberl. Saw a little bit of an opening there. Tried to take advantage of it.
Baxter with his first foul. Now both teams are with six fouls apiece up on the board. So the next whistle against one means at least one and one for the other. First to two from Nick Haberl. Shimmies in.
Rattles it in.
That too. 9-point Quincy deficit, 46-37 Hillsdale with a minute four left to play in the third quarter. Second of two down, up, good. First one rattles in, looks a little ugly, and the second one, nothing but net, just like his first trip to the free throw line. Quincy's throwing out a press. Hillsdale still has the ball in the backcourt, finally across the timeline, shot for three by Beischer.
That one hurts. Can't leave him that wide open.
49-38. Hillsdale leads by 11. 42 seconds left in the quarter. Ryder cut off the top of the key by his defender, Conrad. Whistle and a Hillsdale foul. Quincy's going up for 1-1.
I think that's going to go against Trey Conrad, if I'm not mistaken. It is. His first, team seventh.
Jake Ryder back to the free throw line. First trip to the charity stripe in this half. Front end on the 1-1 does not go in, though, for Ryder. Wilcox with a rebound, gets it to Conrad. Knocked down, no call. Wilcox gets the ball back. Or maybe Conrad slipped. Hillsdale fans wanted a knockdown. Wilcox moves to the right wing with the ball. I don't know who he was looking for, but Jake Ryder gets the pick.
Well, Haberl actually deflected that ball right to Jake Ryder.
Well, Quincy with a chance to take some momentum to the bench in the third quarter. Head fake by Haberl, top of the key, dribble drive.
Uh-oh.
An interception by Hillsdale's Andrew Wilcox, coast to coast. Good job by Jordan Seekander, not allowing Wilcox to get the easy bucket on the layup. Unfortunately for Quincy, Seekander picks up his third foul, team seventh. 3.2 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Hillsdale currently leading by 11, 49-38. A shooting foul for Wilcox coming up.
Wilcox just 1 of 4 on the night, though.
First of two is good here. The Hillsdale Hornets have cracked 50. 50-38. Hornets up by 12 with 3.2 seconds left in the third quarter. Second one is down, is up, and it's good.
Well, they've now scored more points in the third quarter than they did in the whole first half.
Runner by Ryder at the buzzer, in and out. 51-38, Hillsdale leading Quincy after three. This MHSAA Class C Boys Basketball District semifinal game. Back in a minute, you're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. Let Nottawa Gas help you transform your yard into an oasis of nature. They stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, and bird baths for all of your feathered friends, as well as nest boxes and wood duck boxes and nesting materials. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or visit them anytime online at nottawagas.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Sky Walson and Ashton Rodriguez. Those are our names if we ran it through a Travolta filter from the Oscars. Sean Watson, Al Rackesy here at Bronson Junior Senior High School. Take to the bucket by Andrew Wilcox as the Hornets of Hillsdale got the ball to start the fourth quarter. We count the bucket plus one.
Foul is going to be on
Nick Haverhill, picking up his third foul, team eighth. Wilcox unable to convert on the three-point play. Rebound by Logan Miller.
15-point lead right now for the Hornets.
So if I'm doing my math correctly, Hillsdale outscored Quincy in the third quarter 26-13.
You got it.
Yikes. Hillsdale really turning it on here in the second half. Other end of the floor, Logan Miller handing the ball to Rich Randall as Jimmy King gets ready to go up to the charity stripe for 1-1. The foul against Trey Conrad for Hillsdale is his second. Team fouls now even at 8 apiece.
Jimmy King on the line.
Draws iron on the front end. Loose ball tracked down by Tesh. Michael Tesh. King to Haverhill on the right wing. Now get it up top to Tesh. Moving to his left. Chase Cook with it. Hillsdale, tough man-to-man defense all night long. King for three up top. Bounces off the rim. Skying for the rebound is Patrick Drews, who checked back in during the break. 53-38, Hillsdale leading Quincy by 15. 7:05 left to play in the fourth quarter. That much time draining away from the Quincy season, especially when you've got Patrick Drews and Brandon Beischer red hot from the three-point line. Drews' second triple, opening up an 18-point lead for the Hornets of Hillsdale, 56-38. Down other end of the floor, ball knocked out of bounds from Michael Tesh as he was diving into the padded wall. Quincy will get the ball underneath their own bucket. And a 30-second timeout is going to be called by Scott Rodesiler. 6:42 left in the fourth, 56-38 Hillsdale. We're back in 30. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, we understand that Homer is trailing Hanover Horton at the half in their Class C district up at Concord, what, 26-19? Three-pointer in and out, no good for Logan Miller. Here come the Hillsdale Hornets. Drews up top. Now the ball's going to come sideline right to Trey Conrad. Drews gets the ball inside to Quincy's number 23, Logan Miller. Three-pointer up top by Ryder. Bounces off the hoop, no good. Martin Peterson with a rebound.
I don't think Peterson saw much action in this third quarter yet.
That is true. He picked up his third foul early in the third. We're seeing him for the first time here in the fourth. Three-pointer wide open from the right wing off the back of the hoop, rebounded by Jimmy King, fouled from behind by either Drews or Peterson. In either case, that would be that person's fourth foul.
Actually, they give it to Beischer.
Oh, really? So that would be his third foul, team ninth.
Jimmy King back to the line.
This is a shooting foul for King, if I saw that correctly.
Nope.
As he misses on the front end, and the rebound flying in by Drews. The normally dependable Jimmy King from the free throw line. Ice cold from the charity stripe right now. 56-38, Hillsdale, 5:38 left to play in the fourth quarter. Drews at the top of the key. Peterson around to Wilcox. Inside to Drews, turnaround shot, rolls off the hoop, loose ball. Ripped away from Peterson by
Michael Fair.
Here comes Logan Miller for three. It's an air ball. And a leveling underneath. Michael Tesh knocking down Patrick Drews. He's still face down. He's finally scooped up off the hardwood. But do they get the foul on Drews?
Well, he was the only one in the neighborhood.
Oh, my.
And they're giving him.
I thought, from here, it looked like Tesh knocked down Drews. But as it is, Tesh is going to go up to the line for two. The fourth foul on Drews is a team 10th on the Hillsdale Hornets. It's a double bonus the rest of the way. But if Quincy continues to be ice cold from the charity stripe like we've seen them for a good chunk of the game, could be a long rest of the evening. First to two from Tesh. Oh, no. Out. 56-38, Hillsdale, 5:19 left. Miller comes to the bench, and Chase Cook comes in for him. Nick Habrill sitting at the scorer's table. Presumably, he would come in for Tesh if he makes the back end of this trip to the free throw line.
And he does.
There it is. Oh, again, Tesh to the bench. Habrill comes in for him. Andrew Wilcox inbounds to Trey Conrad. Also out there, Brandon Beischer, Patrick Drews, and Martin Peterson. They're starters for the Hillsdale Hornets, who lead 56-39. 17-point lead, flying in, trying to poke the ball away from behind. Patrick Drews was Chase Cook. He is going to be assessed his third foul. He and Michael Fair were part of a double team top of the key.
Actually, they gave the foul to Michael Fair, Sean. And that is his first and the team ninth. So Drews back to the free throw line.
Well, in either case, gets the front end of the 1-1 to go in. He will get the bonus. 17 points I have Patrick Drews for here in this game.
He's had a nice ball game, that's for sure.
58-39, Hornets, 5:02 left. NBA range three from King.
Jimmy King giving the Orioles a little bit of a boost with that three-pointer.
58-42, the lead cut down to 16. Here's Beischer trying to post up on the left blocks. It's a little long, rebound put back, good for Peterson.
Peterson with great position underneath there.
Other end of the floor, Jake Ryder out of control on his take to the bucket. It's out of bounds, back to Hillsdale. I think he might have tripped himself up. He saw such a big opening on the left side of the lane. Here comes the trap in the backcourt. Ball comes to Beischer underneath Peterson.
Oh, nice
tip
touch
to
pass.
Drews.
Nice touch pass from Peterson to Drews, who finishes it off.
It's like he run it in the driveway. Other end of the floor, Cook to Fair for the score.
Nice play by the Orioles.
62-44 after that exchange of buckets. A block from behind on Peterson's take by Nick Habrill. A clean block. Hillsdale's going to get it. 4:12 left in the fourth quarter. Hillsdale leading Quincy 62-44, an 18-point lead. Not quite sure what the ruckus was among the Hillsdale fans other end of the floor. They get the inbound. Another block by Habrill.
Jump ball call. Possession arrow points Quincy's way.
Tesh back in for the Orioles. Habrill to the bench. Token pressure coming from Beischer and Wilcox for Hillsdale on the backcourt. Now they peel back. Chase Cook pushes the ball up the floor. Get it to Jake Ryder, sideline left. Trying to move off the screen, moving to the left corner. Got his defender airborne, launches a three-pointer. Short off the rim, rebound by Tesh. Finger roller good.
Good job by Michael Tesh. Putting the ball back up there for the Orioles and through the hoop.
16-point Hornet lead, 62-46 Hillsdale, 3:40 left. Hillsdale able to break the fast break. Weren't able to finish. The ball was knocked away near the end of the break attempt. Hillsdale will get it back. Coming to the bench, Michael Fair. Coming in for him will be Jeffrey Fields. His first action of the game. Fields, a 5'11 senior. Also coming in, Jordan Seekander and Logan Miller. Cook to the bench. So is Ryder. So we got all seniors out there on the floor right now for Quincy. They trail by 16, 3:37 left. Beischer, senior for Quincy, for Hillsdale rather, with the ball. Quincy's King was in front of him. Beischer gets the ball back. Back and forth it's going between Beischer and Wilcox. Beischer underhands to Wilcox. Now Beischer to Conrad.
Yeah, Hillsdale be very patient now. Obviously, the clock in their favor.
A 16-point lead, 3:15 left to play in the fourth quarter. Hillsdale atypically going down into slowdown mode. Bounce pass, Peterson trying to post up as Wilcox. He's fouled from behind.
Yeah, they're going to call Jeffrey Fields, who just checked into the game for his first foul. Team 10th.
Both teams now in the double bonus. Back to the free throw line for Andrew Wilcox with 3:06 left. First, a two from Wilcox. Off the back of the hoop, it remains for the time being a 16-point Hillsdale lead, 3:06 left. And timeout is going to be called by Brad Felix. 30-second timeout, 3:06 left to play in the fourth quarter. 62-46, the Hillsdale Hornets on top of the Quincy Orioles. Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10 a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game, so learn what to look for. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Promoting the value and values of educational athletics. 7:15, approaching 7:16 now on this Wednesday evening. Our second game between Reading and Union City from here at Bronson will start about 15 minutes or so after the completion of this contest between Quincy and Hillsdale. Hillsdale leading 62-46 coming out of the Hornet timeout. Wilcox back the free throw line to finish up the pair. ...63-46, the Hornets up 17. Here's a shot by Logan Miller from the right elbow and a score. Miller with 7 points, 63-48. Quincy hanging around. Here's Trey Conrad back the center court circle to Wilcox. Hillsdale Hornets, again with a 17-point lead, can afford to milk some time off the clock. It's their friend right now. On the weave, it's going to come to Conrad. Moving to the top of the key, get the ball to Peterson, left corner. Now a couple of head fakes by Beischer, moving off the screen set by Drews. Get it to the left wing to Wilcox. Now moving off of Beischer's screen, Wilcox underhands the ball to Conrad. Back right corner. Now Wilcox, thought three. But he's not going to take it here. The Hillsdale Hornets again leading by 15, 63-48. And finally, play is stopped.
Logan Miller going to pick up his fourth foul. Going to send Wilcox back to the line for two.
Little hand check there by Logan Miller for his fourth foul. Wilcox back to the charity stripe. The clock is stopped at 2:03 left. First and two off the back of the hoop.
Well, more than likely, the last time that Michael Tesh and Jeffrey Fields are going to see the court for tonight.
Also, Jordan Seekander, as we saw check in. Bryce McCavitt, a 6-foot junior. Nick Haberl back in. Second of two from Wilcox off the back of the hoop. Just the person that Quincy wanted to send up to the line, 63-48. Here's Ryder for three from the left wing. Off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Drews. Wilcox picked up by Jake Ryder in the backcourt. Ryder will be back next year for the Orioles. Ryder bumping Wilcox in the back right corner, no call. Now Beischer with the ball. Jimmy King guarding him. The feed trying to go inside to Peterson. McCavitt is going to commit the foul.
Well, McCavitt gets into the scorebook on the night. It's going to send Peterson to the line for two.
Well, kind of a quiet night there for Peterson.
Yeah, but he's been a factor, you know, at times in this game.
First of two bounces off the back of the hoop.
He's had a lot of close-in shots that he missed early in this game.
Second one, again off the back of the hoop. Rebound tap-in is good for Wilcox.
Wilcox snuck in there and put her back for the Hornets.
Absolutely, 65-48. Three-pointer, Miller on the left wing is short. The ball hauled in by Drews underneath. We'll get it to Wilcox. Haberl trying to foul.
Yeah,
Wilcox gets it across the timeline.
No sense in fouling now at this point. You're going to send him to the line for two every time. You're down to a minute and some change.
Drews the feed to a streaking Conrad short. Rebound put back does go in for Peterson.
Martin Peterson, again, right place, right time.
67-48, 19-point lead for Hillsdale. They will improve to 21-1. And will await the winner of our nightcap between Union City and Reading. The three-pointer by Ryder short. Haberl kicking a Hillsdale player in the shins. Whistle. And we're going to have timeout called by Scott Rodesiler to settle certain people down.
Yeah, I didn't see. I was watching the action down at the other end with the long pass.
Well, Nick Haberl was down on his side trying to stand back up, and he did an Ndamukong Suh and kicked Patrick Drew in the shins. Fortunately, the referees did not see it, unless that's what they're talking about right now.
Well, too late to make the call now, so.
Well, the clock has stopped. 36.2 seconds left as Brad Felix, the Hillsdale head coach, will go a little bit deeper into his bench to finish out this game. 67-48. Hillsdale again will improve to 21-1 and will await either Reading or Union City. Friday night for the district championship, 6 o'clock opening tip. If Union City beats Reading, we will be back here Friday night at 5:30. Quincy, meanwhile, will end a pretty fine season at 16-5.
Yeah, they definitely have nothing to hang their heads about with the season that they've had. So, you know, congratulations to Coach Scott Rodesiler and his Oriole boys basketball team. Fine season turned in, second place in the Big 8. And
of course, the first-place team, the Big 8, in a little bit of trouble. Three-pointer from the left wing is good for Andrew Carney. A call-up from the JVs making an impact. 67-51, Hillsdale, 18 seconds left to play in the game. The Hornets are going to get the W. The only thing left in doubt now is what the final score is going to be. Bailey Boyd, 5'4 senior, who checked in during that timeout, is going to be allowed to dribble out the clock. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 67-51. Hillsdale defeats Quincy here at Bronson Junior Senior High School. The first game of our MHSAA Class C boys basketball district semifinal doubleheader. Remember, it was tied 25-all at halftime.
Well, Hillsdale came out of the half and scored, what, the first 5 points? Coach Scott Rodesiler took a quick timeout, but Hillsdale kept up the pressure and they just had 26 points in that third quarter, outscoring Quincy 26-13. So that's your ball game right there for the most part, folks. Hillsdale able to maintain that pressure through the fourth quarter and come away with the victory.
67-51, the final score. We will take this 3-minute break and be back with our between game show You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Get fresh food fast. At the Willows, your meal is cooked to order and never sits under a heat lamp. Every Wednesday night is chicken night. Enjoy the Willows jumbo breaded chicken wings for just 50 cents each with your choice of dipping sauce. Or get a three-piece chicken strip basket with fries for just $4.99. Come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5 with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater. And check out their new look.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
Did you know that for over 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been providing the residents of Branch County and the surrounding area with quality fuels and lubricants? This is Glenn. Since the 1930s, Warner Oil has supplied customers with home heating oil, farm diesel fuel, and engine oils and grease. We want to thank our customers for making us the number one fuel oil distributor in Branch County. Your support allowed us to deliver over 5 million gallons of gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants last year. With our commitment to customer service, you can be confident that you will always get prompt and courteous service when you need it the most. Our facilities and our equipment provide assurance that your fuel and lubricants will be clean and secure without any contamination. Stop by Warner Oil today at 400 Ray Street in Coldwater, or you can visit us at Roost Oil on M49 in Reading. Both offices are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. It's sure to get warm sometime soon. Look sharp at a 2008 Kia Sportage EX with sunroof, just $199 per month. Mobilia has a pair of 2012 Chevrolet Malibu LTs. Your choice, just $214 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12, across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome to our Between Games report from here at Bronson Junior Senior High School, brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they are a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. 67-51, the final score. Hillsdale on top of Quincy. Remember, the game was scored at 25 all at halftime, but the Hornets outscored the Orioles in the third quarter, 26-13. They scored first 7 points of the third quarter in the span of 30 seconds.
They certainly did, and that really was the turning of the tide in this ball game, unfortunately for the Quincy Orioles.
Oh, let's bring you the scoring numbers for the Quincy Orioles, whose season ends at 16-5. Jake Ryder led the way for the Orange and Black with 14, Jimmy King with 10, Michael Fair had 2, Andrew Carney with a late 3-pointer, Logan Miller 7, Michael Tesh with 4, and Nick Haberl with 9. Those are the 51 up on the board for the Quincy Orioles. Meanwhile, for the Hillsdale Hornets, who improved to 21-1 and will await the winner of tonight's game between Union City and Reading coming up on Friday night. Andrew Wilcox finished the game with 10 points, Trey Conrad with 4, Patrick Drews with 20. He led the way. He led all scorers here tonight. Joseph Phillip with 2, Martin Peterson with 9, Brandon Beischer with 19 points, and Ben Baxter with four. So three players for Hillsdale in double figures. Drews with 20, Beischer with 19, Wilcox with 10. You add that all up, that is 67 for the Hillsdale Hornets. By the quarters, Hillsdale won the first frame 10-9. Quincy won the second 16-15. As we mentioned, Hillsdale outscored Quincy in the third quarter 26-13 and 16-13 in the fourth.
Well, an outstanding game played by the Hillsdale Hornets, particularly in the second half. A little more up-tempo basketball. They came right after.
Really, the first half was played to Quincy's pace, and the second was to Hillsdale's pace.
Yep, you're right. And Patrick Drews with just an outstanding game for the Hillsdale Hornets. 20 points on the night for Patrick Drews. He normally averages 13 a game. Averages 8 rebounds a game, and he probably was in there with that as well. We don't have that, those type of statistics on him. But and Brandon Beischer does what he always does, comes out and scores as many points as he can. He got 19. His average is 18, so nice, solid game for him. Wilcox did a good job of running the offense. I mean, he's their point guard, and, you know, he ran the show there for him, particularly in the second half. He was very effective, so... good night for the Hillsdale Hornets. Unfortunately, not a good night for the Quincy Orioles as their season ends.
So as far as our McDonald's player of the game for the Quincy Orioles for McDonald's of Branch County, who do you want to go with? You want to go with one of the seniors playing their final game in a Quincy basketball uniform?
Well...
Jimmy King got into double figures with 10 points.
There's the guy that I'm looking at right there, you know. Mike Tesh had 6, Nick Haberl had 9, Jake Ryder's coming back next year, he led the way with 14, but he took some shots that were a little bit ill-advised in the game, I think, but Jimmy King, he's been a fun athlete to watch throughout his years here at Coldwater High School, tough, hard-nosed kid, and...
Well, we liked him when he played for Lumen Christi on the Football King, and where I inadvertently gave him the name Jimmy O'King, that has kind of stuck with us anyway, if not necessarily with him. We finally got around this year to explaining what we meant when we referred to Jimmy O'King.
Right.
He got a good laugh out of it.
I'm sure he did, but, you know, again, I've just liked the way that kid has played ball for Quincy High School. Whether it be on the football field or on the baseball field, excuse me, the basketball court. But I would give Jimmy King our McDonald's player of the game.
Sounds like a good pick. We did not see him in the game against Coldwater last month because he had gotten concussed and was sitting out a few games. Maybe if King had gotten into that game, we might have been talking about another win for Quincy.
You're right. I mean, it was a three-point game, and he definitely could have been the difference in that game.
So congratulations to Quincy's Jimmy King, our McDonald's player of the game.
If you're anything like me, you want to give McDonald's a big hug. You'd probably kiss him if your lips weren't busy with those mighty wings. The spice has your eyes welling up. The price is making you feel like crying tears of joy. 5 hot, juicy, irresistible chicken wings for $3. Mmm, hot spice and price? It's obvious you're feeling that. Now everyone else should too before they're gone. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish.
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish.
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish.
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious.
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. Made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.